Welcome to the FYM Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. As always, we're going to be following the Pirush of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zetzal on the Yerushalmi. This Masechta, the Tzur Sadav of the Oizel Hodor edition and the Art School are the same. Starting the Afal of Zog the Mishnah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hem, there's four Rosh Hashanahs. Be'echot B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim V'L'Regolim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day for the year of for kings and for the regolim. For kings means that a king counts the years of his malchus. The switch of the year, the new year, starts with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For regolim is the shita, the tana that holds that in order to be chayav and baal te'acher, you need to start from Pesach. Meaning one who has to bring a korban, who has to bring a donation to Beis Hamikdash, so he has to be pass three regolim to be over the issur of baal te'acher. The three regolim have to be kesidrom, which means Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning of this count. Be'echad be'elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behemo. That is the day where the switch, the turn of the year of maaser behemo is, meaning an animal that was born before Rosh Chodesh Elul is going to belong to the previous year. An animal that was born after Rosh Chodesh Elul is going to belong to the next year. Every year needs to do his own maaser. They argue and say that it starts in Echad B'Tishrei for Ma'aser Be'Emo, not Echad Be'Elul. Zok the Gemara, Abar Rosh Hashanah Mem V'chulei, Ksiv Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. It says in the Pasuk, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Lachem Rosh, it's Rosh for you count of the months. Ve'Einu Rosh is not the beginning, Lo'i L'Shanim, not for the years, Lo'i Shmita V'Lo La'Yoiv Lois, the years of Shmita and Yoiv don't start on this month, V'Lo Netiyah V'Lo La'Yerokris, and not for the trees or the vegetables, which we're going to talk about later in the Masechta. So meaning we learn from here that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning for only some specific things. It's Rosh L'Chadashim, not to other things. Says the Gemara, Ve'Einu Lachem Rosh, Ve'Einu Rosh L'Lo La'Melochi V'Lo La'Regolim. So if so, maybe it's only Rosh L'Chadashim, but not for the Melachim, not for the Regolim. Why does our Mishnah say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for that as well? So it says the Gemara, V'Yakob Ba'acho, V'Yosu B'Shem V'Yichanon, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'Yechel Livnois B'Chodesh Hasheni, B'Sheni, B'Shas Arba L'Melchusoy. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, they started building the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, in the second, and the fourth year. So the Gemara understands, as the Gemara is going to explain, that when it says the second twice, they're both referring to a month. Chodesh Hasheni, Basheni. We're saying twice the second month. What? Why are we saying the second month twice? Because one is referring to the second month of the year. The second one is referring to the second month of the kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. Meaning it's the second month in the count of the months. And it's the second month in the year of Shlomo HaMelech. So it says that when Kishnas Arbal Melchusoy, meaning the years of the king, they were referring to the second B'sheni that we have, L'sheni Shbechadashim, to the second in the count of the months. Ma'sheni Shbechadashim en Moini Me'le B'Nisan, Af'sheni Shbishas Arba'al Machusoy en Moini Me'le B'Nisan. The same way the sequence of the months of the year we count from Nisan, also the sequence of the months of the year of the king we count from Nisan. So the source that we're counting the king from Chodesh Chodesh Nisan is from a Hekesh in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Says the Gemara, but who said that B'Sheni, referring to in the Pasuk, refers to the second month? Maybe it means the second day of the month, Sheni B'Chodesh. Says the Gemara, no. When the Pasuk refers to a date of the month, the Pasuk says it's the this and this days of the month, Sheni B'Chodesh. Here it just says B'Sheni. So it's not referring to the day of the month, it's referring to the count of the months themselves. Continues the Gemara in Daf Aleph Amud Beis. Maybe he's referring to the second day of the week. Meaning B'Sheni means on Monday. But the Torah, you never count the days of the week. We never say what day of the week it is. We say we do count the days of the week. And the Pasuk says it was the second day of the week. When the Kishwah was creating the world, they were referring to the days of the week, but never after. So we said this pasuk refers to two, there's two shenis over here. One sheni is referring to the count of the months of the year. The other one is referring to the count of the months and the year of the king. So the pasuk says, b'chodesh hasheni, b'sheni. Which one is referring to the months in the sequence of the months of the year? And which one is referring to the months and the year of the king? Says the Gemara of Chananya, V'Hamano, Chadoma, V'Yechel Livnois B'Chodesh Hasheni. That the first Chodesh Hasheni is a Sheni Shebechadoshim. It's the second month in the sequence of the months of the year. B'Hasheni, the second word B'Sheni, is a Sheni Shebechadoshim, meaning this, it's the second month in the years of the king. When the Gemara says Chodoshim and Shanim, Chodoshim means to the sequence of the months of the count that we have in a regular year. B'Shani means in the years of the king. V'chorino, the other one, afilu michlef leis baklum. You could say the opposite. You could explain it the other way around, that b'chodesh hasheni refers to the months of the king, and b'sheni refers to the months of the year. Continues the Gemara of Shirin bar Kasser of Shir Avacha Shomali Minado. He learns it from this pasuk. Pasuk says, "Achodesh hazeh lachem miet." So the pasuk says, "This is the month. It's hazeh lachem. We're coming to be miet, and not everything we count from this month. Rishonu lachem miet." Again, it says lachem. Meaning it says it's Rishon Lechem, it's Rishon only for a certain thing, so it's another mute. Mute achar mute l'rabois. When you have two mute, one after each other, ain't mute achar mute l'rabois. We're coming to be rabbi something. If it's two minuses equal a plus. So what are you coming to be rabbi? L'rabois l'melochim v'regolim. You're coming to be l'melochim v'regolim. So the Gemara who said, maybe v'yarbe l'shonim l'shmitim l'yoyvel, counting the years of Shemitah, the years of Yoyvel, ul'netiyo v'le'irokas, and for trees and vegetables. So how do you know to be rabbi dafka this? It says, well, as we just mentioned, it says in the pasuk of Yochel Livnois, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'Sheni, B'Shas Arba L'Mechusoi, the pasuk of Divrei Hayomim, Hekish Nas Arba L'Mechusoi L'Sheni Shebechadoshim. We have the Hekish from the years of the king to the months of the year. Ma'Sheni Shebechadoshim Moinim Eliminison, Avshem Shas Arba L'Mechusoi Moinim Eliminison. So you learn the Hekish from both of these, start from Nisan. Meaning, when you have to choose which one you're going to be merabe, we have a raya from the pasuk Divrei Hayomim that the pasuk in the Torah refers to the melachim. Continues the Gemara of Yoino, Rav Yitzchak bar Nachum, Shur of Chir bar Yosef. He comes to be very specific in the pasuk. Chodesh Hasheni is a sheni shebechadoshim. That's the second month in the count of the year. Basheni is a sheni shebashanim. That's the second month in the years of the king. And this goes back to the Hekesh we mentioned before. Meaning we're comparing the Malchus to the months of the year. It's the same Drosh we said before. The only difference is that he's very clear which Shein is referring to the months and which Shein is referring to the months of the king. He brings a bright that argues, B'chodesh ha-shlishi l'tzeis b'Yisrael merit Yitzrayim, mikan shemoinim chadoshim l'yitzias Yitzrayim. From here you see the months are count from Yitzias Yitzrayim. Ein li ele chadoshim, shonim minayin, how do I know they count the years from there as well? V'edah b'asher l'moishim b'idbar sinai b'ashonu ha-sheinis. And the Hemshech HaPosuk is l'tzeis merit Yitzrayim. So you're counting from Yitzias Yitzrayim for the years as well? Maybe it's only then. Maybe later years you don't count from Yitzias Yitzrayim. It says no. The last year of the Midbar, Bishnas Arboim, let's say, is bringing Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim. Again, you're counting based on Eretz Yitzrayim. Maybe it's only then the Midbar. Ledurus Minayin. I know for future generations. It says in the pasuk, Vayibishmoinim Shana Varabam Rishona, let's say, is bringing Yisrael Meretz Yitzrayim. The base of Mikdash was built, and you're counting what based on Yitzias Yitzrayim. So you see over here, the years are counted also from Nisan. That's what Shmuel is coming to argue. Continues the Bryson and says, Mishinivna Abayis, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, itchilu moini levinyonu. Then they start counting from Minyan Beis HaMikdash. As the pasuk says, Mikzeh esim shona shebono shloimu et shnei abatim. 20 years after Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis. Once they were not zoich anymore to count from the building of Beis HaMikdash because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they start counting from the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. As the pasuk says, so you're counting from the time of the Galus. They didn't have a schus anymore to count based on their own identity, their own kings, their own Beis HaMikdash. They start counting to the years of the king of the Goyim. We're counting based on the years of the king of the Goyim. The Omer bringing out the pasuk we said before. We have a hekesh from the months of the king to the months of the year. The months of the year you count from Nisan. So there you count. The years of the king also is counted from Nisan. So we see in the Brisa so far, is the fact that they used to count from Nisan even before the kings, because they used to count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the kings also count from the time from Nisan. But then, once there was no more Beis HaMikdash, now we have to start changing and counting maybe from Umos HaOlam. And the Gemara now is going to bring another Shita that says that even Umos HaOlam are counting from Nisan, but we'll see that in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, daf Aleph.